Monologue 20.
Now, let me just go over this again, just to be sure I've got it right. The wall is the one between your property and his, but it's actually entirely on your land, and it belongs to you. And what he's done is to remove that part of his garden that runs alongside. That's to say, he's removed the soil to such a level that there's inadequate support on his side. And he's put concrete in its place. But you claim the amount of concrete he's laid doesn't suffice. In fact, it's started to lean already because it's been pushed from your side where the soil is at the original level. I suppose you're right about the wind. It gets very wild up there in winter, doesn't it? It could happen, certainly, as you say. And if it were to damage his car, that would introduce complications too, wouldn't it? Well, all right, Mrs. MacDonald, I've got it, I think. And you're perfectly correct. Though it's your wall, he has no right to remove the support on his side. Well, leave it with me. I'll send him a letter. But you know, in these cases, it's often better if you have a word yourself first. Oh, you have? And what did he say? You've had rather a lot of trouble, haven't you? Not only about this, I mean. Well, as I say, I'll get it off today. What? Well, oh yes. Yes, you could, of course, but that's a bit extreme, isn't it? I mean, I know he's awkward, but... Well, I wouldn't rush into it if I were you. The market isn't very good just now. And if you do, before he's put it right, I'd have to point it out to any intending purchaser, you see. Well, it's nothing much, true. But it might put them off, you know.